This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1663. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program recorded April 4th. On this edition, Albania, Australia, Azerbaijan, Belarus, Brazil, Burma, Canada, Central African Republic, China, Costa Rica, Cuba, Cyprus, East Turkestan, Egypt, Finland, Germany, Guyana, French, Iran, Japan, Korea North, Oklahoma, Pakistan, Philippines, Russia, Sarawak, Serbia, Spain, Sudan, Taiwan, Tunisia, Turkey, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. We've been hearing Radio Tirana Albania on its new frequency, the only English broadcast for North America, now at 0130 UT on 9850. Good strength and no interference. Now, if only they can do something to improve their modulation. It's on the air six nights a week, except UT Mondays. Radio Australia's new A13 schedule goes into effect April 7th. Presumably delayed a week to coincide with the end of summertime in Australia, although as an external broadcaster that should have nothing to do with it. One of the unfortunate changes for listeners in North America is that 11945 will no longer be audible in our mornings. It's being reduced to 11 to 13 UT and aimed at Asia instead of the Pacific, although it's still on the air from 06 to 10 on a 100-degree beam from Shepparton, which goes across the Pacific and, they hope, perhaps onward to Europe. Thanks to ADDX and Wolfgang Büschel for the complete schedule, since, once again, Radio Australia is absent from HFCC. Another Australian missing from HFCC, forcing us to find out its true schedule by other means, is HCJB. On April 1st at 15 UT, I was surprised to hear them in English on 15400 kilohertz. The schedule had been on 15340, but they were colliding with Radio Havana Cuba after 1300, so apparently that's why they moved to 15400, a frequency HCJB had already been using at a totally different time of day. However, now it's colliding with Iran's Urdu service from 1300 until 1430. But at least that has a parallel in the clear 15300. The English segment most days is from 1445 to 1530 from HCJB on 15400. Thanks to Peter Hansen, who sent us their true A13 schedule involving some other changes. And here is it in its entirety. All of their transmissions are on the 15 megahertz band, and during one period, they must be having two transmitters going at once. At 0725 to 830 on 15490 to the Pacific, that one only is mostly in English. 0955 to 1115 to East Asia on 15400. 1125 to 1300 to Southeast Asia on 15340. 1225 to 1530 to South Asia on 15400. 2225 to 2330 on 15525 to East Asia, and 2345 to 0115, 15400 to Southeast Asia. Regarding the new schedule of Voice of Justice Nagorno-Karabakh, I mentioned last week on 9677 approximately, there's much more to the story, Chris Greenway explains. There is a new station, Voice of Talishistan, or Talishtan, which began broadcasting from Nagorno-Karabakh on March 20th, targeting the Talish minority in Azerbaijan. That's T-A-L-Y-S-H. That's according to a news story at the Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty news site, Iranian section. Chris says, complex strategic relationships are at work. Iran is more friendly with Christian Armenia than with Muslim Azerbaijan. The Talish people live in both Azerbaijan and Iran. Those two countries have a long-running radio war. And RFERL's Azerbaijani service on March 28th carried a story that Iran denies involvement in these Nagorno-Karabakh broadcasts. Patrick Romich in Austria has also been monitoring this and gives us more information. 9677.5 variable, and here's another alternate spelling of it. Tolishtoni Sedu Radio. T-O-L-I-S-H-S-T-O-N-I. S-A-Umlaut-D-O, via Stepanakert, heard March 29th at the following times. From 0905 to 949, 1500 to 1547, and on March 30th, starting at 0900, 1200 to 1256, and also 1500 to 1556. And he found a YouTube channel for the station with a link in the new DX Listening Digest number 13-14. On March 29th, he reports hearing Edaletin Sesi Radiosu in Stepanakert, signing on at 1400 with the Karabakh Republic National Anthem, followed by IDN News in Russian, often mentioning the Karabakh Respublika. That's also on 9677.5 variable, and it was repeated on Saturday at 0600. Since the A13 seasons officially started for most stations on March 31st, we've been monitoring many new frequencies. April 3rd at 0524, I was hearing something under unnecessary Cuban jamming on 11930. Couldn't make out the language, it was quite weak, but HFCC shows the only thing registered at that time is Minsk, Belarus, between 05 and 08 UT. Any station choosing a frequency ever used by Radio Marti is asking for trouble, as the Cuban jamming just keeps going and going. On his blog, Rob Wagner in Australia agrees it is Radio Belarus in Minsk, which he heard in early April at 0435 on new 11930. In shortwave bulletin, Thomas Nielsen in Sweden notes a weak station, 10 hertz above 4905. March 23rd, he could not get a full ID, but on the 25th at 0401, concluded it's Radio Relógio Federal in Brazil. Thanks to Henrik Clements for helping to identify it from his recording. They mentioned 580 kilohertz in Rio de Janeiro, which apparently they are relaying. The name means federal clock, so you might think it's a time signal station. And although they do have some time signals on the air, it's now really an evangelical station. That's according to Samuel Cassio in Brazil. And Célio Romais in Brazil has news about another station on 6105 Rádio Cultura Filadélfia in Foz do Iguaçu. Heard March 24th, Sunday at 1910 UT, also with religious programming. He says it's the only station on the frequency. Of course, that's in the daytime, since the other Brazilian listed, Rádio Canção Nova, is on the air, but only on their other frequency, 4825, with distorted modulation. We have the new season frequencies for Democratic Voice of Burma, more or less clandestine. Jorge Freitas in Brazil had an NID on 11595 after 2330 UT. And that's listed in HFCC as the Democratic Voice of Burma, the transmitter site being Armenia. And their only other broadcast is heard by Koji Hashimoto in Japan, starting at 1430 UT on 11560. The transmitter site for that one is Tajikistan. Gilles Letourneau in Montreal tells us about CJWI. It continues with regular programming on 1610 kHz. They're also testing their new frequency, 1410, from Saint-Constant, Quebec, a good signal into Montreal in the daytime at 17 UT. On 1410, they've been playing a loop over and over instrumental music and an announcement with a phone number for anyone to call in about interference problems. That was on April 1st. More about the sad situation of Radio ICDI in the Central African Republic, as we mentioned last week. their office was looted, and they lost most of their radio equipment except for the two shortwave transmitters, which apparently they had stored somewhere else. But they're asking for donations to replace everything they lost, not only radio equipment, but all their other stuff, such as drilling for fresh water, made it one of their main objectives as aid to the people of the Central African Republic. We've received reports about this not only from ICDI, but from HCJB, which has been involved in setting up this station. Summarized this way, tragically, the son of one of ICDI's staff members was shot and killed in fighting near the base camp in Beberati, 350 miles west of the capital. And nearly $300,000 worth of broadcast and well drilling equipment, ministry vehicles, and other items have been stolen from the facilities. The homes of four of the 120 staff members were also looted, but they are all safe. Ron Howard in California says, as of April 2nd, unable to hear any trace of Shokaze at 1330 due to very strong CNR-1 from China on 6135, which is also on 6125 and 6030. It produces a very strong hum, and underneath that, the jamming from North Korea. I assume Shokaze will quickly move away from this frequency. This also makes it difficult to hear Laos on 6130. Martin Roth in the Netherlands says, Aoki now lists Radio Taiwan International on 6135 in Chinese from 10 to 15 UT. So that's why CNR1 is also on the frequency, obviously meant to jam it. Ron Howard adds, of course, this also blocks reception of Madagascar and Yemen on 6135 before 1500. Via Kai Ludwig, China Radio International has announced that as of April 15th, their broadcasts will no longer be aired via medium wave 963 kHz in Pori, Finland, because their contract is expiring. And it is assumed 963 may be closing down completely with no further customers. However, via Christoph Ratzer in ADX, the German service of CRI says they will be continuing on medium wave from Luxembourg, 1440. Thanks to Mark Schiefelbein, now residing in Beijing, for passing on news we may have otherwise missed. It appeared at a website called BeijingCream.com. China Radio International host Yan Yinan dead in apparent suicide. This was published April 2nd, written by Anthony Tao. Co-host of China Radio International's daily program China Drive died in apparent suicide the previous Friday when she jumped off her apartment building. Some of her colleagues were seen crying inside the CRI office. A source said management had emailed staffers asking them to keep this news off social media out of respect for her family. And there was an ongoing discussion about how to proceed. However, a former CRI employee, Tom McGregor, broke the story at his Dallas blog in Texas. Yan's China Drive co-host, Mark Griffiths, declined to comment. Since then, I've listened to some China Drive programs and found, heard, no mention whatsoever of why she's missing or what happened. The CRI English website still had a page up about her, which was dated in 2008. There, her name is spelled Y-I-N-A-N. She believes everyone has a mission on this little planet where we bicker and love, smile and cry, and burn and learn. Among all these, she tries to savor every bit and piece of the best that every culture has to offer. She majored in communication and mass media at the Colorado University at Denver. Loves getting to know people from different walks of life and curious to learn stories from behind each soul. Bernie Solano Solano tells me he's starting a new program in Costa Rica Saturday, April 6th. It's called Mundo Sorprendiente, a surprising world, and it deals with life, mysteries, enigmas, but also radio and technology. It's UT Sundays at 03 to 04 UT on Radio Costa Rica, 9:30 a.m., which also is on the web, www.radiocr.net. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1663. Much more info is available on our website, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support from Jan R. Schrader in Nixon, Missouri, who sent a contribution to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Among the cutbacks at IBB, Radio Marti has been reduced to two shortwave frequencies at a time instead of three. Via Ivo Ivanov, we have the new schedule. 12 hours starting at midnight UT on 6030, 12 to 14 on 7405, 14 to midnight on 11930. And the other string of frequencies, starting at midnight on 7365, 04 on 7405, 07 on 5980, at 1000 on 9805, at 13 on 13820, and at 20 to midnight, 9565. All of these except for the usual break on UT Mondays between 03 and 09. The incompetent Dentro-Cuban jamming command hasn't quite caught up with this. Still jamming frequencies Radio Marti previously used or planned to use in this season, such as 11845 and 11775 and 5745. At least Radio Marti is still on the air in Spanish, while we've now confirmed that the Voice of America has canceled all its shortwave broadcasts in Spanish, both morning and evening. But they think they're doing just fine, reaching Latin America via other media. Not only has the BBC shortwave relay site in Cyprus closed down completely, but also medium wave 1323. That still appeared on one version of the BBC World Service A13 schedule, but surely a mistake, says Chris Greenway. The World Service in English is, however, still on medium wave from Cyprus on 720 kHz at 07 to 09 and 21 to 23. That is only 4 hours a day. Ben Dawson says that 720 is at a different site in Cyprus, Ladies Mile, although it had been operated by remote control from the main site at Zigi. We're getting a very good signal from China Radio International in English at 14 UT on 17630. Can it be the Mali relay? No, it cannot. It had been previously scheduled there, but barely on the air, if at all, and continues to be registered from Bamako at 14 to 16 UT. However, also registered is the 500 kilowatt transmitter at Urumqi, East Turkestan, between 12 and 15 UT, which is obviously replacing it. Radio Cairo, Egypt continues with its awful modulation, but for what it's worth, here is their registered A13 English schedule. Some of the transmissions have two frequencies with the same parameters, but obviously one of them is an alternate. In those cases, the one I mentioned first will be the one that is still being heard. At 12:15 to 13:30, 17870 or 17480. At 16 to 18, 15345. At 19 to 20:30, 15290. At 21:15 to 22:45, 11890 or 12050. At 23 to 24:30, 9965 or 11510. And at 02 to 03:30, 9720 or 9315. In the British DS Club, Dave Kenny says, good reception of Radio 700 on their new A13 summer frequency from Germany of 7310, replacing 6085, heard at 10:30 UT with the usual Schlager and Oldies format, parallel to much weaker 6005. 7310 is listed in HFCC from the Call site daily at 04 to 16 UT. And here's another station you may not have heard about because it's only in German, trying out Radiograms, Radio 700 on 7310, heard at 1555 UT, sending a message saying classic broadcast Sendezentrum Call. From their complete schedule in BCDX, they're also relaying some other stations on 6005 daily at 06 to 08, Radio Belarus. I suppose that's in German, but not sure. And daily at 18 to 19 on 3985, transmitter 3 carries the voice of Indonesia in German. As for our German station carrying World of Radio, Hamburger Lokalradio, Michael Kittner says the times remain the same by UT, not shifting because of summertime. That is, Saturdays and Wednesdays at 06:30 and 14:30 UT for World of Radio on 7265. We suspected the Radio Republica transmission Saturday night was the final broadcast from the French Guiana relay, and now Jeff White confirms that. TDF tells me Radio Republica was the last program from Mont Sinai from midnight to 02 UT Sunday, March 31st. It shut down precisely at 0200. Here are the new frequencies for the so-called Voice of Justice, English to North America from Iran at 0330 to 0430, 13650 and 15470. Voice of Justice, not to be confused with that Nagorno-Karabakh station, although not in English. In case you're a North American having trouble hearing Radio Japan in English anymore since they abandoned us, you really need to speak Portuguese. The 2130 broadcast, now on 17540 via WHRI, provides very good reception not only here in Oklahoma but also in British Columbia, says Harold Sellers. Arnulf Piontek, Wolfgang Büschel, and Ivo Ivanov have all been monitoring the new schedule of Voice of Korea from the North. And surprise, surprise, Ivo points out that they have moved some of their frequencies exactly 100 kilohertz closer into the bands on 9 and 11 megahertz. Apparently they've done this without consideration of lessening or avoiding interference, but just to get them further inside the band instead of outside. The most obvious example here is the English broadcast to North America at 13 UT, which has suddenly jumped from 9335 to 9435. Since March 28th, I've been hearing KEOR, Catoosa, near Tulsa, Oklahoma, back on the air on 1120 kHz. That's the one that for months was running nothing but continuous Mexican music with no announcements. But now they're finally identifying as Radio Victoria, and the musical format is nothing but praise music in Spanish. Another Oklahoma change concerns 1560 in Del City near Oklahoma City, which has been Radio Disney, KEBC. But on April 1st in the afternoon, I was hearing the 24/7 Comedy Network, the same one as on CFRX Toronto, with a rather raunchy routine about sex and marriage. God forbid any Okla kiddies still have 1560 on their push buttons. Alan Rowe and Noel Green in England report to the Radio Pakistan External Service, including an English newscast at 1100 just before signing off, is now on 17720 and new 15100. Wolfgang Büschel reports that another consequence of the VOA sequestration cutbacks is that the megawatt transmitter at Poro Point, Philippines, on 1170, has been closed down. Here's a station active on 11 meters, but it's only 400 watts. Reported by Sergei Komarov via Shukrat Rakhmatulayev, Tashkent, in OpenDX, via Eike Biervert in Germany. It's a student station at the Moscow Technical University for Communication and Informatics, known by the abbreviation MTUSI, on 25900. It was heard on Sunday, March 31st, at 06 to 14 UT. They planned to broadcast in DRM, but weren't quite ready, so this was in regular AM. And a later report says they will be on every week at 12 to 15 UT. But that will be on Fridays only. Thanks to Peter Hansen and Juan Franco Crespo, we have the Voice of Russia English schedule. In case you haven't found them since the changes, here are the only frequencies left in English for Latin America, which is close as they can get to North America. 22 to midnight UT on 9465 and midnight to 04 on 9665. both via Pridnestrovia, the latter with its usual big hum. We have the new frequencies for the clandestines to Sarawak. Radio Free Sarawak, heard on 15430, replacing 11600, says Rob Wagner in his Australian blog. Transmitter site not certain, however, it's registered as either Taiwan or Uzbekistan. However, Koji Hashimoto in Japan, who has also heard it starting at 1100, assumes it's probably still via Sri Lanka. The other station, Radio Free Kenyalang, is definitely via Palau on 15400, opening at 09 UT March 31st, says Koji Hashimoto. Not in HFCC, but we've monitored International Radio Serbia back on its usual summer frequency, 9685, replacing 6190 to North America. English now scheduled midnight 30 to 01 UT, except on Sundays and Mondays, when it may still be on the air in Serbian. The other English broadcasts are on 6100 at 1830 and 2100 via the high power transmitter in Bosnia, as well as 13 to 1330, supposedly scheduled on 9635 with 10 kilowatts from inside Serbia. Ika Biervert reports that Spanish Foreign Radio has finally got out from under Kuwait on 21540, heard instead March 31st around 1200 on 21515. I also heard that April 1st at 1400. However, on April 4th, they were back under Kuwait, 21540. I've been hearing the Radio Tamazuch and Radio Dabanga services for Sudan originating in Hilversum, Holland on new A13 frequencies. The 15 to 1630 broadcast on 15725 via Vatican. The 04 to 06 broadcast on 15400 via Madagascar and 11650 via Vatican. Via Peter Hansen and Richard Limke, the new schedule for Radio Taiwan International shows that their English relay via WYFR on 6115 has been moved into the night, where it will do a lot more good at 03 to 04 UT, a time they abandoned with the last season. The other English broadcast remains at 22 on 15440. Unfortunately, it's 5 kilohertz away from Cuba on 6120, which is supposedly moving to 6100. I meant to mention last week that after a break of about a week, Tunisia resumed broadcasting in the mornings around 0600 on 7275 and 7335. Turkey is again making it in English to North America on their higher summer frequency 15450 at 1230 UT. Much better at 0300 on 9515. Best frequency from BBC for us is now 7355 via Ascension at 05 to 06 only. Last week, World of Radio appeared again at the two new times on WTWW 9930, Saturday at 23:30 and Sunday at 23:14. If you hear Vietnamese on 870 under WWL in the middle of the night, it's not Saigon, but KFJZ in Fort Worth, supposedly a daytimer. Propagation outlook from Boulder. ANK indices peaking at 12 and 3 April 23rd, 18 and 4 on the 25th. Solar flux peaking at 135 April 5th to 9th, and down to 100 by the 20th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1663.